Up until 11 o'clock today, we are being joined by the noted Polish composer and conductor, Miłosz Bembinow, who is going to tell us what we just heard. Miłosz?
You've just heard a piece called Letters from Dusk Till Dawn, two poems by Eryk Chabowski, performed by Aneta Kapla Soprano, the Forum Ensemble Chamber Orchestra, conducted by myself. And I would like to read you some of words closing the text. It's English translation. Love is like a noble rose that goes deeper and deeper into the heart. The real love resembles a flower, derives its life blood straight from the heart. My love's got only one name, which I rarely say.
Well, thank you, Miłosz. That was great. Miłosz, I would like to talk now a bit about young composers in Poland and support for new music. First of all, you have been artistic supervisor of the Forum Ensemble Chamber Orchestra, the ensemble we just heard, since 2000. How did this ensemble begin and what is its purpose?
It was the idea to promote music composed by mainly Polish composers. There was a composers competition invented by some friends of mine, and we've actually somehow replicated the formula of the competition, which once I've seen in Great Britain, that we have the first stage. It's a selection, and the second stage are performances of those works, and after the second stage there are final results, including as well in public, of course, so including the public award, as the audience award, as well as the orchestra award. Of course, the jury awards as well, like first, second prize, third, and so on, and so on. And this is basically how it started. But later, you know, we've recorded some other pieces. Altogether, we've first performed around 50 compositions by Polish young composers.
How young is the youngest that gets involved with this?
I think 15.
Wow.
As long as I remember.
That's great.
One of our competitors was 15 because it was for people studying in primary, secondary, and high school.
Right.
So
in
under 18 anyway.
Because in Poland, I mean, I know from visiting there, but they have music high schools and
yes,
and
it's a different system.
It's a different where they learn the craft of composition
as well
as a teenager.
I mean, there are actually only a few schools like this, and I had this opportunity to attend one of these schools. So, but you know, still, Poland is a country of composers. Really, I have to say, we have, you know, so much young people interested in creating music of different kinds, not only so-called classical music. I hate to, you know,
I don't like that term either.
But you know, just to be more clear to people.
Well, I mean, composers. Music is good in many genres. In fact, we're going to discuss a little bit later, Miłosz, about your pop music.
Okay.
We're going to divert just a little bit to talk about
that.
But you look at the list of composers in Poland. you see some of these recordings of put out by various noteworthy Polish labels such as Dukes, you see, and there is just so many composers in really a relatively small country.
That's right. I think there are many different factors when we consider why and how how this is possible. One of them was, of course, the very famous Warsaw Autumn Festival, it still exists. It's after the political situation has been changed in Poland. The meaning of the Warsaw Autumn Festival has been also changed. Mm-hmm. However, it was one of, it was like the space for freedom. So it was the space to have a free speech, let's say, in music speech. Right. So I think it was one of those factors. Another one is that young people are generally interested in creating music. And the avant-garde music is very interesting for young people, where you can perform your instrument. I mean, you're playing some boring studies, I'm sorry to say that. And then you have an opportunity.
I forgive you for saying that.
And then, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then you have opportunity to play in some strange way your violin or put some strange stuff into the piano. You're a pianist, so you know what I'm talking about.
No, but I know what
you're
talking about.
You know, John Cage's things and so on. But young people, when they are teenagers, they already have the opportunity. Not all, unfortunately, but many of them have opportunity to listen to John Cage's pieces and other avant-garde composers. Yeah, yeah. And then, sometimes it's like cliché, but... I mean, who cares? I mean, it's more important just to have opportunity to create some strange noises, strange sounds. And of course, now you have immense possibilities to create electronic music as well. I mean, it's really changed
due to
computers development and electronic instruments.
Yeah, and I mean, you've done some electronic music as well.
Yes, I know. Maybe later
we could talk. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Miłosz, I want to talk now about funding. That's a big subject.
Because now we're down talking, to earth. Okay.
Now we're talking
right
about creativity. Students who are very young. Students who are getting involved. Now, what about funding? How does this work out?
At the scholar and student level, you have friends, you can ask them to perform, you have some school concerts, and if, your teachers are not against it, then your music will be performed. When it comes down to more professional production, there are different ways. Mostly, it's government supported. There are some institutions, some foundations, societies. There is a very important role of the Polish Composers Union and also the Society of Authors, similar like American ASCAP.
Like ASCAP.
However, something like this. This is supporting composers in many ways. And both, I mean, at the level of commissioning.
Yeah.
So there are, since 2 years actually, there is a very interesting program started of the National Institute, Music and Dance National Institutes. I think I should translate it like this.
Yeah, that's
in Poland. and they have a program every half year, I think. They are commissioning. It is a kind of competition. I mean, you have to apply. There is a jury, and they are choosing projects. However, already, I mean, there have been already lots of, you know, very interesting pieces composed with that project, and this is totally governmental.
It is, yeah.
Supported. However, some of my CDs, which you've played already since, I think, 6 or 7 years
yes.
here on WPRB, some of them, they were actually supported by some private institutions, banking institutions and some foundations, societies. So just, I would say, it depends. However, many of these productions, they will not, I mean, you will not get your money back. I mean, even if you sell CDs, even a lot, it's not,
it's,
I mean,
it's like your resume, basically,
more or less. Right.
Which is what we have here also. Now let's go now, since we're talking about contemporary music, before we go to another piece of yours, actually a piece which I'm anxious to put on the air. One of your professors was the great Polish conductor Antoni Wit,
right.
who has been the conductor of a major orchestra, the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra,
and before,
since 2002.
Yeah. And before.
And way back to, I mean.
National Polish Radio.
Yeah, I mean, he's been, I remember his name for years.
For years,
you know, for
right.
Many recordings. Now, he has recorded incredible numbers of contemporary music.
200 Polish
right,
compositions.
Right. Now, how are his concerts? I mean, is he a major supporter of contemporary Polish music,
well,
on his regular concerts where people go, you know, on an evening?
Well, he's one of Polish conductors, you know, combining the... Well, I really hate to say, but so-called contemporary music, because I really don't like to divide. People want always
yeah.
to divide,
yeah.
you know, genres.
Right.
But it's, you know, you have such a variety of contemporary music, of 20th and 21st century music.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, just within the the program of the Warsaw Philharmonic, he started to combine Polish contemporary pieces, some like short pieces or overtures, with the regular Mozart, Beethoven,
yeah.
and romantic program,
mm-hmm.
Which was very interesting for the audience. And somehow it has changed the way people see the so-called contemporary music, because I think what's the biggest mistake is that people create, I mean, of course, they have no different way to do, but I think it's a very bad thing when you have just a contemporary music festival, which is devoted only to contemporary music, and when the audience, people see, oh my gosh, again, the contemporary music, then you're not actually going to promote your music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, sure.
So, some of you know, you see, you go to such concerts, and you see, since, you know, I'm like 20 years in the business, and I see the same people,
mm-hmm.
you know, on each concert mm-hmm. in Warsaw, wherever, whenever there's contemporary music being performed. So, this is not the way how you would promote the music. What I could say, I used to live in Germany in 2003 and 2004. I had one piece commissioned there for harpsichord solo, and the piece has been performed during the concert devoted to different Johann Sebastian, Philipp, Emanuel
yeah.
Bach,
yeah.
and you know,
it was
just
a contemporary
typical
look at the harpsichord.
And
it was
the only piece which was not dated, like, you know,
17
or something, right? So it was, and it was of course the last one during the concert, and the audience actually was more like 17th or 18th century, you know, music audience.
Yeah.
And for them, it was like shocking that the harpsichord can sound different than...
And what's interesting now, you know, as I've talked about on this program, is composers are using instruments associated with the Baroque now.
As well, of course.
And this is what gives it a special flavor. But anyway, what I'd like to do now is go to another composition of yours. This is a work titled Commeditation.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this and our performers before we hear it.
Okay, so first of all, you have to know who Kometa was.
Yes.
He was the jazz musician and also a film scores composer. Mm-hmm. And the piece Commeditation, you can, of course, notice it's meditation and Kometa in it. Mm-hmm. It is kind of a variation of the Rosemary's Baby motif. It was the very famous film, mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby. And there are some motifs somehow reused by myself and the pieces for soprano and tenor saxophones and organ. And it's being performed by Pavel Gusnar, saxophone player, and Jan Bokshanin, organ player.
Music by my guest, Miłosz Bębinow.
Thank you.
Up until 11 o'clock today, I am being joined by Polish composer and conductor Miłosz Bębinow, who is sitting next to me and will tell you what you just heard.
So you've just heard Commeditation, the piece written by myself a couple of years ago, performed by Jan Bokszanin, organ, and Paweł Gusnar, saxophone players.
Well, thank you so much. And we are going to go in just a moment, a few minutes, to your new release. But before we do, share with us just a bit about your career as a conductor. Do you conduct just contemporary music?
No, I mean, recently I've conducted mainly just my own first performances. I mean, since almost 10 years, I got so much devoted to composing. I received really a lot of commissions. I didn't have that much opportunity to conduct concerts. My last main conductor activity was 6 years ago, when I used to conduct West Side Story, the whole musical by Leonard Bernstein. So from that point, I have to say that my visit to New York was very special, because I could really imagine that the climate of the times when Leonard Bernstein composed the West Side Story, the story of New York City, of
yes.
course. So it was really quite
a revelation.
Yeah, for me it was, you know,
exciting,
very exciting. And since then, I just had some occasions to conduct mainly contemporary music, because I really like this kind of challenges. You know, some of pieces, especially written by very young composers, they are not really conscious how to write how to notate for orchestra. Mainly these are synchronizing issues. They want something, a little bit ad libitum, or something they don't know, maybe how to notate. Then, you know, you need a lot of explanations during rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for conductor, because unfortunately, most of the big symphony orchestras, they are not, you know, pretty much interested in performing such pieces. And whenever there any obstacle appears, they laugh, or they just, you know, they are not really eager to cooperate. Then you have to somehow encourage them to do something maybe extraordinary, not just playing, you know, bar number 29 and then bar number 30 and then number 31 and so on. Then it's really a challenge.
Well, that sounds great. Did you ever come into Miłosz into a situation where a 15 or 16 year old very young composer came to you, this is my piece, and you looked at it and said, this is a brand new notation, they use something totally different?
Well, I had this kind of situation.
Yeah, he's smiling too, I see. He's got a good story, I see.
Yes, I mean, there was one composer, and he brought his scores using totally different clefs. I mean, he invented new clefs. And I just said that, I really appreciate it. Looks nice, but I wonder how would musicians react, actually, because, you know, from the practical point of view, I could just imagine the reaction of the orchestra if you would give them some, you know, scores
that they have to totally learn.
It's impossible. It would be a piece for a solo player, maybe then he would be eager it's absolutely different, but not for the orchestra. So he was, you know, he was a little bit sad about it, and actually not really willing to change his mind, you know. But so
stubborn.
I
he was stubborn. Yeah,
yes,
a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, but you know, I thought that I just should be honest with him that probably such notation would never have the opportunity to be performed, unfortunately. So, you know, but of course there are just, you know, sometimes there are some, you know, we say like opening again the already opened door. Mm-hmm. Which young people basically do. So they want to reinvent something which already exists. However, they don't have enough knowledge. They didn't study enough different scores from the 20th century. So this is how they have troubles with, you know, communicate with performance.
Well, we're going to go now to the new recording of your choral music by the Astrolabium Chamber Choir of Torun. First of all, before we talk about the music, tell us about the group.
Well, we cooperate since 2005, I think. So it's already been a while. This is the group of around 40 people. They started their activity in 1999. The conductor of the choir is a very talented choir conductor, Kinga Litowska, which is also quite interesting. She's never studied the choral conducting as a major of her studies.
Oh.
She studied music theory. She later got some courses, but it was a time she's already she has already conducted her choir. And what I have to admit that she really feels perfectly different genres, different kinds of choral music, mm-hmm. from Palestrina to I don't know, to very contemporary pieces. Mm-hmm. And they actually, you know, what was very interesting and very important to me, they won many competitions all over the world singing my music. I mean, not only, but among others, they were really, you know, eager and willing to perform my pieces in finals of their competitions.
That's very touching.
And yes, for me, you know, sure. I still got a text message on my mobile from sent 2 years ago from Rome. We won Grand Prix with your music. So, you know,
it was touching.
Really, really amazing, and so this is what is very important concerning the new CD release. So they actually came up with the idea to record the entire CD with my music, also with the piece which we are going to listen to, Stabat Mater. It's been performed before, however, it's never been recorded.
Well, I want to talk to you about your Stabat Mater, and I don't want you to be modest. The work you are going to hear was composed by you at the age of 17.
Right.
Now, it is such a mature work. What was your inspiration? I mean, I have to say, Miboš, this was incredible. This is incredible.
Thank you.
Tell us more about the piece, your inspiration.
So,
and the way your style, you were telling me something when we were all microphone about how your style, you wouldn't write something like this now.
Sure, I'm absolutely, I wouldn't. I mean, you know, as I told you before, some of my opponents and people who don't like my music, which of course I need them too. I'm sure, I mean, you need, you know, you need this. Anyway, there is the piece is full of real simplicity. I mean, very straightforward emotions.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask about inspirations, at that time I was so much into choral music that I was every day I was studying different choral scores. So I took from the library some selected choral works books. You know, like you have 200 choral pieces in one book.
Yeah, sure.
And just, you know, you start with some Gregorian chant, then you go through Palestrina and so on and so on until you get to the Romantic music, then 20th century music. At that time, I had a lot of occasions to conduct chamber and actually quite a big choir as well. So the choir became my instrument. So I was really, as I was 16 and then 17, I think I've already had a lot of experience with conducting choir as an instrument as well. Of course, I knew better actually how to write some music for choir than for some instrumental ensembles. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think, one the main factor. However, in the year I have finished the score, I've been to England. And it was the summer when you have the BBC proms.
Yes.
Festival.
Right.
And in Poland at that time, Arvo Pärt was totally unknown composer. I had this opportunity to listen to his Passion the Royal Albert Hall in London, performed, you know, by the best performers like Hilliard Ensemble these guys.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked. I mean, I was, you know, puzzled with the music. And I mean, the mood of the music and the way of how he expresses emotions. And I think it has a strong impact on the Stabat Mater written by myself.
Well, we're going to hear it now. We listen to the Stabat Mater by my guest Miłosz Bembinow, a work composed at the age of 17. We hear the Astrolabium Choir, conducted by Kinga Litovska, and our soprano soloist is Aleksandra Turalska. Once again, this is music by Miłosz Bembinow.
Mm-hmm.